on a pink Friday on 103.9 The Fox. My name is Sherman. Actually, I know that Craig Bailey, the host of Floydian Slip, he's dialing me up here in a second. He hosts the show every Saturday night, tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, 1 hour of Floyd. There he is right now. Mr. Craig Bailey.
Good morning, Sherman. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Pink Friday.
Yeah, back at you.
I happen to see that you posted an unofficial track list of Pink Floyd's new album, The Endless River, the other day.
Man, what do you think of that?
You know what? I was impressed that there was not as many instrumentals here. I was expecting that the entire album was going to be all instrumental, but it looks like there's some words on quite a few. What is it, three instrumentals on the album?
I think. Well, first of all, we should say this is unofficial. I don't even know where this thing came from, right?
So you just made it up. It was a Word document you found on your computer.
Well, you know, anybody could have done that. Now, I looked at it closely before I posted it to look for songwriting credits by Roger, which would be sort of a giveaway that it was a hoax, you know.
Yeah.
It looks like it could be legit. I mean, the songwriters are correct in theory. It's about the length of a standard album. You know, it could be, but, you know, take it with a grain of salt. I don't know if it's true or not, but you're right. I mean, they've told us that that album is mostly going to be instrumental, and I wouldn't say that that song list is mostly instrumental, really.
You bring up the fact about who it was co-written by, and I saw on most of the tracks that it was David Gilmour's wife, Polly Sampson.
Well, Polly has been writing with David since the Division Bell, I guess. She has a few songwriting credits there. And it's also David, and then it's Rick Wright. That makes sense. And I think Tony Moore was the other guy. He's done work with Floyd as well as Rick solo. So that makes sense as well. So could be. I don't know.
I guess I just never picked up on that. I never paid that close attention of writing credits. It wasn't until that I saw your unofficial track list of how many songs that she co-wrote on the Division Bell. And I'm looking back, I'm like, man, that had to been kind of a touchy thing to bring up, I would assume, with the rest of the band. Let's say you're in the band, you're going to go, my wife's going to write half of our stuff now.
It certainly smacks of Spinal Tap, doesn't it?
It's exactly what I thought.
She's doing printouts of itineraries next.
Yeah, I don't want to smack her. She's a writer. She was a writer before she met David. I mean, yeah. She's written novels and, you know, she's a journalist. So, leave it at that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think what she's written lyrically is fine, you know, and I'm presuming that she's writing the lyrics. I mean, I think David is probably more of a, you know, writing the music, but it works. I think it works.
It works out great for Gilmour because he gets to double dip on royalties.
Yeah, there you go.
It works out real well. Well, what do you got coming up on the show tomorrow night?
Well, let's see. That would be show number 956. We've got some stuff from Wish You Were Here. Going to play a band demo of something from The Wall. Going to talk a little bit about Joe Boyd. He was Floyd's very first record producer, and he just turned 72 a few days ago. So the Floydian slip-up this week will have a connection through Joe Boyd and lots of other stuff, too.
Well, that's tomorrow night. Floydian slip every Saturday night at 11 right here on 103.9 The Fox. Craig Bailey, always a pleasure.
Same here. Shine on.